today on Real Ghost Stories Online. It always starts a few seconds after he wakes up, a low sound that would rise and fall in a pattern he couldn't ignore. No matter where he went in the house, it seemed to follow him.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, you know, you could call it in, leave us a voicemail, 855-853-4802. You could also just write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to become a premium subscriber, have no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive, you could do that. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Kathy Gordon, how's everything today?
Everything is good. Rainy, but good. You know, of course, I live in Oregon.
Well, so that's funny because it's at the total opposite here. It's 90 degrees. Or 90 degrees.
It's too early to be 90 degrees.
It's the first day of spring as we record this. 90 degrees, and it's 19% humidity.
Holy
so it
cow.
Is really, really dry. So, of course, there's a fire danger warning. And for some reason, my neighbor across the street, and I don't know why all of a sudden I felt like I should be whispering this, like they're going to walk up or something. But anyway, my neighbor across the street keeps burning stuff in a fire pit.
Oh, like, no. It's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
So bad.
And I get that it's in a fire pit, but it's the middle of the day. What the hell are you burning? And I'm like, did he like commit a crime and he's just burning? Like, what is it in the middle of the day that you have to burn in a fire pit?
You know, that is a little disturbing that my son, where he lives, the house across the street, I don't know who lives there, but like, okay, they have a big fence, but Chris's house sits up kind of high, so you can kind of look down into their yard. And he has this kind of, I don't even know what to call it. It's like a full-size horse that's rearing, and it has like the King of the Dead sitting on the back of it. Oh. And then he has like a big Slender Man standing by the door.
Hey, ask him if he wants to do an episode with us sometime.
Yeah, and along his fence, you know, he has like skeletons that look like they're trying to climb out and stuff. And this is not just Halloween. They're up all year. It's like really big, strange, like a clown and things, you know. So he is really into stuff. But he burns stuff all the time, even when they say don't do it. And, you know, we have bad forest fires here. Kansas has had horrible prairie fires recently.
Yeah.
So, that you know, that's nothing to mess with.
It just seems
but
like he's
he
covering
is an
up a crime.
Guy. Well, see, that's what I'm saying with this guy. Every time I'm seeing him do stuff, I'm like, what are you up to over there? Because it is a little creepy around your house.
Yes.
You know.
So, I don't know. Anyways, let's talk about what possibly is a ghost story, or I'm not so sure. Maybe it's an alien story.
Ooh, I love alien stories.
I don't know what this is, but it did remind me of something. I'll talk about it when we're done.
Okay.
It's, hey, this is Scott. I've been listening for a long time. Thought I'd see what you thought about my story. This is something that used to happen to me a lot when I was a kid. I've never really come across anyone who's had anything similar. So, here you go. This was not a one-time thing. It happened enough that I started to recognize it while it was happening, which honestly made it worse than if it had been random. It was always at night, and it would start the same way. I'd wake up suddenly, like out of a deep sleep, and for a second, everything would be normal. No noise, nothing out of place, just that feeling that you woke up for no reason. Then after a few seconds, I would start to notice it. At first, it was really faint. I don't know if, and then the word sound is in quotes, if sound is the right word for it. It wasn't like something I could point to in the room or outside. It just sort of showed up, low, steady, almost like something in the background. The first few times it happened, I remember thinking it was the house, pipes or air moving, something like that. It didn't feel scary, but then it would change. It always changed the exact same way. It would get a little higher, then drop lower, then back up, then back down. Not random, it followed a pattern. And once I realized that, it got a lot harder to ignore. After that, every time I woke up, I knew it was coming. I just lay there waiting for it to start, and it always did. Same pattern every time, low, higher, lower, higher. It didn't matter if I sat up, laid back down, got out of bed, I could move just fine, which is part of why it didn't seem like it would be sleep paralysis. I remember walking into the hallway a few times, standing there thinking maybe being out of my room would help, but it didn't. I'd go into my parents' room sometimes, and that helped a little, but not always. There were nights where I was sitting on the floor next to their bed, trying not to wake them up, just waiting for it to stop. Sometimes covering my ears helped a little, like it would dull it just enough that I could ignore it. But there were also times where it didn't change anything at all, and that's when I started to feel like it really wasn't coming from outside of me. And that part really bothered me. It felt like it was in my head, but not something I was doing, like I was hearing it, but not creating it. And this happened a lot, not every night, but enough that I got used to it in a weird way. Not comfortable, but it was very familiar. I knew how it would start, I knew how it would build, and I knew how I had to wait for it to be over. There was one time I remember pretty clearly where I woke up. I just immediately got frustrated because I knew it was going to start again. I remember thinking, why does this keep happening? I tried to close my eyes and go back to sleep before it really got going, but it didn't matter. Still started the same way, low, then higher, then lower, always the same. Over time, it felt like it got worse. I don't remember it ever being completely overwhelming at first, but by the later times, it definitely felt stronger than when it started. The last time it happened is the one I remember the most. I was a little older by then, maybe early teens. I wasn't at home that night. I remember waking up and right away thinking, oh, this. But at the same time, I had this really weird thought that kind of came out of nowhere, like this is the last time this is going to happen. I don't know why I thought that. It wasn't like I decided that or anything. It just felt like I knew, and then it started, same as always. But it was stronger than I remembered it being before. It didn't ease into it the same way. It was just there going through that same pattern, but louder and more noticeable. I tried everything I had done before, covering my ears, turning over, putting a pillow over my head. Nothing made a difference. It just kept going. I remember getting really frustrated at one point and just whispering for it to stop, which obviously didn't do anything. It just kept going like it always did. At one point, I just laid there and didn't even try to block it out anymore. I think I was just tired of fighting it. I don't know how long I was awake. It felt like a long time, but it could have been shorter than it felt. At some point, I must have fallen asleep again because I don't remember it stopping. And after that, it never happened again. I don't really have an explanation for it. It never came back after that, which is fine with me. I've had plenty of nights since then where I've been sick or I couldn't sleep or whatever, but it's never happened. I mentioned it to a few people over the years, and I mostly get weird looks, so I don't really bring it up. But I still think about it, especially because of how the same it was every single time. Anyway, I was curious if you've heard of anything like that happening to anyone else. I would love to know your thoughts. I think that was Scott, right?
Okay. I have heard of low hum noises that people have complained about. And, you know, I was just looking up this article about this, and it is a phenomenon that not everybody hears it, but there have been documented cases of it. And it says, you know, like this article says, it isn't loud, but it's constant, soft enough to ignore, but strong enough that you feel it. You can't not notice it. You get up, check appliances, turn off your phone, hold your breath. It's still there. You're not imagining it, and you're not alone. All around the world, people report the same eerie phenomenon, low-frequency humming sound, no clear identifiable source, most notable late at night or just before dawn, often heard more indoors than outdoors. There are documented cases of it. There's, in Taos, New Mexico, it said it affected about 2% of the population. That was studied by the Los Alamos National Lab. There's one in Indiana that's linked to equipment, but residents continue hearing it even after the equipment was stopped. There's one in Ontario, a big one in the UK, and one in Scotland. These are just some of them they've listed. They've done a lot of investigation things using low-frequency microphones and sensors and different things like that. They think some of it could be actual the Earth.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that ocean waves, rumbling, earthquake tremors, seismic activity, wind passing over terrain, you know, the large bodies of water maybe do it. They think that some people are just more sensitive to it. They have more sensitive hearing. And that's why not everybody in town hears it, but you have like, you know, X amount of percent. I've always said my superpower is smell, but other people have hearing. Some people have sight, you know, it's whatever. And so you could see why there would, that would bother some people maybe more than others. So there's different, you know, physiological reasons that some people are susceptible to it, where other people are not. And now there is electromagnetic pollution, you know, cell towers, Wi-Fi, power lines, appliances, those sorts of things that could do it. It doesn't sound like in his case, you almost feel like you could rule that stuff out because he said it didn't even feel like it was outside of him. It was more like inside of him. And I think that might almost be more the Earth. Like you feel like this connection to the Earth. And so you are feeling and sensing these strange patterns in the Earth, maybe. But they have said they do think that the Earth itself might be humming, that there might be a vibration.
Which would explain why some nights he wakes up and he has that feeling, because yeah. That's what's woken
now,
up.
Now, they also say that could be cultural, spiritual. They have different, you know, ideas there. And these are all like low frequency sounds. So I think, you know, I don't know whether they say, you know, that, and this makes sense. A lot of people use like white noise or, you know, something.
I have to.
To, you know, kind of help do that or drink teas, do different things to help them. But It does sound like maybe there's some different possibilities.
Now, that is something. It could be as tinnitus.
Yes.
Because I suffer from that. And sometimes it does get louder. That's why I have to sleep with fans, because I have constant ringing in my ears. And sometimes it changes pitch. And I'm sure that's my own fault from going to concerts. I blame it on Molly Hatchet.
Oh, gosh, yeah, Molly Hatchet.
Back in the day, I remember a concert. I was right next to the speakers. But there was this, and I wish I remembered where I saw it so I could pull it up. But you know how every city's got their Facebook page, and I think we've got several, and it might have been like, what's happening in Wichita page? I don't remember. But somebody took this video. It's just like nothing outside, but it's the sound, and it's this kind of very low rumble.
Yeah.
And she goes, anybody else hearing this every night? She goes, I have no idea what it is. So I'm listening to it. I'm like, that is really freaking weird. And dang, if a couple nights later, I didn't wake up and I heard it. And it was just this.
That's very.
It was really weird. I have no idea what it is. So I wanted to go back and look at that post. But of course, by then I've seen 20,000 other posts. I have no idea where it was.
Well, you know, since I moved into this house, I've had periodic, like, waking up at night hearing a low rumble, thinking, does somebody drive a semi-truck and it's on? You know, it's running? Because it feels like that, this kind of low. And
yeah.
you know, so I have, I don't know if that's exactly the same, but I've tried to figure out where is that noise coming from. But I think it's really interesting. And this article says that even when the world seems silent, it's still speaking, that we are part of a vibrating, interconnected system, that the quiet isn't empty. It's full of sound, just very, very, very low.
But the one thing about this that's weird is that it quit. And then one night he knew he would never hear it again.
The pattern is odd, that it always seemed to be the same exact pattern. You know, a little bit higher than low than like whatever. Could it be he was suffering from some sort of ear problem?
Now, I just plugged this into ChatGPT and I'm like, what could it be? And it says, what you are describing, a low humming sound changing pitch inside your head happening in the middle of the night, is almost textbook auditory sleep state hallucination.
Oh.
Your brain is basically half dreaming while you're awake.
Oh, while you're awake.
Yeah. So maybe he has some weird sleep issue.
Or he did.
Yeah.
And then not anymore.
But then it's also weird. Or maybe it's alien.
Maybe it's alien.
Maybe it's alien.
I worry a lot about aliens. I do, because I think, you know, nobody wants to be probed.
Yeah. But this says a lot of people don't realize that you're in that state. It can feel like you're fully awake, but neurologically, you're not quite there yet. So it creates a weird feeling.
He actually literally got up and walked to his parents' room and sat by their bed.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty awake.
So I don't know.
I'm wondering, though, if it is something to do with him being connected, like the earth making a hum, and he can actually hear it.
I don't know. It's interesting. Well, let's go to this story.
Well, hello. First, I have to say that my family has had so many things happen. But I'm just going to start with myself. So when I was younger, about 13 years old, well, when I was 12, my grandmother bought a house for the family. I say family, myself, my brothers and sisters, and those five of us, and like my cousins, and like, you know, it was a lot of us in one house, maybe 17 people in like this 7-bedroom house. And it was beautiful. And, you know, we were happy and everything was good. And the guy who she bought the house from, he was an older guy, white guy. He was about, I want to say, in his early 60s. And I remember he looked kind of creepy to me. He was about 6'4", bald, but like gray. And he had these piercing blue eyes. Anyway, he said that he had a fire that took place and that he needed some repairs and stuff done to the house. Him and my grandmother were kind of, you know, friends. She friended everyone and everyone liked her. And he needed some extra help. And he suggested that, you know, that I help or that she had anyone. And he was fine with me coming to help out. And it was myself and my cousin. He's 2 years older than me. So I want to say he was about 14 years old. So we go and help him for like $5 an hour. So we get there and we will wash like some of the screens, and like he took down the kitchen cabinets, which nothing looked burned. It was completely clean. This place didn't look like it had a bit of smoke, not even the kitchen or the stove. So we thought that was odd. And you know, I kind of go home and we joke about it because our family joked about everything. And we thought it was funny. And it was some extra cash. And I don't even think I was really old enough to work. So it was really nice to have the extra cash. And then, you know, I would go, I think a couple of times out of the week. And I remember he would, like, on the weekends when I would go and it'd be early in the morning, he would eat this weird stuff. Like, he would eat, like, it looked like grass and, like, these nuts. And for me, I don't know if I was just younger and like junk food or what, but it just looked odd to me. And I remember questioning him about it. He always had an answer for something. Okay, so now, you know, as I'm working there, I start seeing these things at home. Like, I remember, and I didn't put these two things together until, like, years later. But at home, I had the bedroom upstairs, and I would be on the phone. Back then, you didn't have cell phones, like the early 90s. I would be on my phone, and I would see, like, these dark shadows. Like, it was a bunk bed. I was on a top bunk, and I would see, like, these dark shadows, like, kind of going through the door. The door is shut, but it's like these, like, it was like a blob, like a black blob. They were like just go through the crack of the door and like come in and come out. And at first I thought I was seeing stuff. I didn't think nothing of it until like, you know, how you really look at something and I'm like, I know what I'm saying. And it started creeping me out. But I remember after having for so long, I told my grandmother about it. And so she decided to move me downstairs close to her. So there was her bedroom, in the middle was the bathroom, and then where I moved, which my sister had moved out, was my new room. So we continuing to go. Now my mom decided to take part in this, and my sister, which she is 9 years older than me, so they, of course, they're older. My cousin, he stopped going. So we're all there, and my mom and my sister are so curious, like so just. My mom has passed away now, but such big personalities, and I remember us being there. And then they got like wanted to see what else was in the house because he never wanted us to go in the basement. Oh, and I forgot to also say, I remember one day he said, "Oh, you should take a shower. I have awesome new clothes." It was a shop up the street, and he said, "Oh, you should take a shower." And I took a shower, and I remember going home and telling my mother, my mom, and my family that, and they were like, "You know, they should go with you." And so that's how they ended up with me at his house, making some extra money. Why I say I don't know. So they get curious, and we decide to go in the basement where he never wanted us to go. Oh, I should say this too. We used to meet him in his office. It was a big office, and he had like these weird candles and stuff hanging on the side of in the corners. And I remember there was a spider there, and he said, and we were scared, and we're like, "Kill it." And he's like, "No, I don't kill spiders," because he said that he was a warlock. So that's when we were like, because my family is very superstitious and they believe in all of that stuff, and we had a lot of voodoo things happen to us. When he said that, we were all like in shock. That's when we got curious, and we went downstairs in the basement after he left. And I remember we went down there. It was so creepy because everything was covered out. It looked like it could have been a fire down there. It was so creepy. It had like all this stuff, like this furniture that was covered up in like white sheets. And I remember we went to in the back room. It was like this, not even so much the back room, it was like off to the side, and it had like a curtain over it. And I never forget, we pulled it back, and there was a doctor's office in this man's place. It had a table, like if you were going to the doctor's office, but right in the middle of it was like a drain. He had like needles, like just medicine things, like cotton balls, and just stuff like you're going to do surgery. So I then remember he came back, and like when he came back, we ran upstairs and he was so angry. He was like, his face was fire red. His eyes were so scary. Oh my gosh. And I remember he was so angry. We had to ride home with him. And after that, I would have these dreams in the room, my new room, of like being in a bed and like witches and all of this stuff like just over me, and I was falling. And I remember my grandma giving me a Bible and having me read a script and then put the Bible under my pillow. We stopped going to this guy because that completely scared us like so bad. But after that, like seriously, my family, it seemed like it just completely fell apart. Not even 3 years later, my grandmother died. And a year after that, my mom passed away. I ended up moving out of the house and moving here to the place I'm at now, to a completely different state. So I'm not sure, you know, if he had anything to do with any of that, my dream, well, the dreams I was having, and also the shadow, and then like the fact that he was a witch, a warlock, and, you know, it's really creepy. Well, I have more stories. I hope you enjoyed that one.
Well, here's what I think. Remember that my first boyfriend, who I could never, I've never been able to track down. I think she found him.
I think that's very possibly.
Because she said he has blue eyes. He had blue eyes. Well,
that's true. And he would be about that age, probably.
But I think, I don't think that math's correctly, because I think she said that was in the 90s. And so I don't think he'd have been in his 60s then. But
this is what I feel. I think you're lucky to be alive. I think you were, I think this guy was super creepy. I don't know what he's doing in the basement with surgical things. I think it was creepy he had you take a shower. It's like,
I didn't understand that.
I don't get it.
And there was the whole fire, but it didn't look like there was a fire.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was some weird serial killer sort of guy. Like, there's something wrong with him. Maybe he's, something is really wrong here. And I don't think it was necessarily paranormal, is what I'm saying. I think he might have told you weird shit, like, I'm a warlock or whatever, just to scare the kids and keep them from doing, you know, going snooping around or whatever.
And the thing
is, there's something wrong with him.
Her dreams and everything could all be connected to that, because she's traumatized and she's scared to death every time she's over there and she's dreaming about it at night.
That's what I think too. I think, you know, I personally, the more scary is reality. Like, okay, paranormal stuff can be scary, but people don't normally just die from it, right? Like, these guys are creepy, scary,
predator sorts of guys. With you.
Yeah. And so I would much rather be in, you know, confronted by a ghost than a serial killer, creepy, torturing kind of guy.
I know from experience that warlocks, come on.
Like, what are they going to do? Like, what's he doing in the basement? Is he getting, like, people's organs? Is he harvesting organs? Like, what is he doing? Or is he just torturing people?
Or I don't know.
Is it some weird kinky playing doctor thing down there? I don't know. I just don't think that. I think something's wrong with him. She said she had a really bad vibe by him, and he was creepy. And I think she's lucky that she got away.
But for $5 an hour at the time, they were like, man, we're kids. That's a lot of money.
Well, yeah, grandma's like, you make $5 an hour. Yeah, you, these two kids will go do it. Like, my grandma used to do the same thing. These guys will come help you, you know, load up the corn or whatever.
Well, then how do you go home and tell grandma, you know, I think he's a warlock. And he has what looks like a doctor's office in the basement. He got mad, the shower thing. Like, I think that's hard to explain to grandma. I'm glad she's alive to tell the tale.
I am too. Something's really wrong there.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, share with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you can get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, by becoming a premium subscriber. And you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too. Because where you get your information matters.